The pressure is building in the Senate to take action on country of origin labeling after over $1 billion in retaliatory trade actions were approved by the World Trade Organization this week. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says his colleagues need to put their personal views aside and repeal the rule.
The WTO has ruled that country of origin labeling is not compliant with WTO. It creates unnecessary obstacles, according to them. And while I've never been a supporter of country of origin labeling, right now my own personal view doesn't matter nearly as much as what do we do to be sure that we don't make all of American agriculture disadvantaged by these retaliatory tariffs that the WTO's now told both Canada and Mexico that they could impose. I've been saying this for months, that we need to get this done before these tariffs are put in place. Maybe it's going to take the process where somebody actually lays them down on a piece of paper in front of my colleagues and says, this is what's going to happen to our ability to compete if we don't eliminate this country of origin obstacle. How people thought about it when they voted for it doesn't matter right now. What matters is what do we do to be sure that we continue to be competitive in the world economy.
Indiana Senator Joe Donnelly says he's optimistic that a cool fix will be included in the omnibus bill this week.
I actually think that it's better than 50-50 we get that legislation this week. We're talking about an omnibus at the end of the week. We had meetings last week to get cool language that we can agree on. And I think it's not only going to be in the final legislation, it will be designed so that we don't get tariffs this year. You know, then we'll work with the WTO in years moving forward to try to make it more voluntary. But as of right now, our first goal is to prevent our products from being stuck with tariffs.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.